I'm Laura McNamara speaking with Robert McGee from Texas A&M Agriculture Research and Extension Center. Now, earlier in my interview with Stuart Weedy, we talked about pest control, and you can give us a little more insight on how propane can be used for insect control. So let's go ahead and talk a little bit about the research that's going on down at Texas A&M.
This particular project was looking at thermal defoliation of cotton and the effects of thermal defoliation on insect populations. Thermal defoliation is a harvest aid technique used in cotton. Harvest aid chemicals are used as a matter of routine to expedite harvesting and ensure cotton quality, lint quality, and seed quality. With the thermal defoliation, we're able to defoliate cotton without the use of chemicals, and as a side effect, the heat generated in the thermal defoliation process had a very detrimental effect on insect populations, and that's one of the areas that we focused our research program on.
Okay, so you guys kind of stumbled on the attribute of this heat defoliation helping with insect control when you were studying cotton defoliation.
Well, we knew that there would be an effect, and there are certain insects that secrete sugar substances that can interfere with cotton processing, lint processing, and the object was to look at that and see what the effects would be on the populations.
And you mentioned this use of heat defoliation as an alternative to chemicals. Talk a little bit about why consumers would choose heat versus chemicals.
Well, the primary thing I think that would come to most people's minds these days is a reduce in pesticides and whatever perceived effects they have on the environment. We can just bypass that issue and go ahead and treat cotton and then be able to get in there and harvest it without having to worry about that.
Where exactly are we in the development of this application?
Dr. Paul Funk at New Mexico, Las Cruces, New Mexico, has developed a machine, and from my perspective, it's an amazing piece of machinery that is able to generate the heat to go in and defoliate these, or to treat these plots. Commercially, there's a lot of work to be done to show it to growers and get their acceptance. And maybe the most immediate effect will be in organic type production systems for cotton.
Okay. I think that covers all the questions I had for you. Do you want to add anything?
No, I appreciate the chance to talk about this and the chance to be here at this forum.